This is Passport to Texas. Despite improved public relations, people remain, if not terrified, then at least apprehensive of bats.
A lot of people fear bats because of so many myths and superstitions associated with them.
Meg Goodman, former Parks and Wildlife bat biologist, says bats will not purposely entangle themselves in your hair, nor will they attempt to suck your blood.
We do a lot of work to get the message across that bats are actually very, very beneficial for us, and they're very gentle creatures and very interesting to learn about and learn from.
With education, more people are beginning to appreciate bats than fear them. In fact, we've even started looking forward to seeing certain bats, such as Mexican freetails, that winter in Mexico and summer here in Texas.
The Mexican freetailed bat is probably one of our most common bats in the state, and people know it because it lives in such large numbers in places such as bridges and caves and makes nightly emergences that many people can come out and watch.
Tomorrow, the benefits of bats.
The Mexican freetail bat in particular is really valuable for agricultural purposes.
You can learn more about bats at the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to restore wildlife habitat in Texas. We record our series at the Production Block Studios in Austin, Texas. Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.